This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves and bring up anything is 800-259-9231 as we pick off hour number three. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 1-800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, start things out. Let's talk to Suzanne in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Suzanne, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, I was listening to your thing about the noise art ordinance. We have an issue in our neighborhood. We have one family who, I mean, it can be 20 degrees, and they will have their windows wide open and their speakers in their windows playing the most obnoxious gangster rap that you can possibly imagine, so loud that in our houses with our windows closed, our windows are just rattling.
Now, wait, would it be okay if they were playing country music?
No, it wouldn't be,
okay.
But it's just, it's especially troublesome because, you know, explicit lyrics, and there are a lot of people with young children in the area.
Right. So what has been done about it, if anything?
Well, you know, we have called the police about it several times. Our family hasn't, then some of the neighbors have.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we should just be able to go over and whip his ass.
Well, and you see, when you don't have laws in place to handle this kind of thing, that's what's going to happen.
But wait.
People are going to go and start whipping each other's butts.
But wait a minute.
And then somebody's going to pull out a gun, and people are going to start to die. You need to have noise ordinances.
But wait, what happened when you called the police? They called the police.
Well, they came, and they told him to turn it down, and as soon as they were out of sight, he turned it up again. So then another neighbor called. Well, what has ended up happening, here's an example. This guy, nobody likes this family.
Apparently.
I mean, they've kind of been ostracized by the neighborhood. Everybody thinks they're scumbags, and, you know, it's kind of to the point where if their house was on fire, everybody would probably pull out a stick and start roasting wieners.
Yeah.
And so my point is this, is that to some extent, you have to, we have to have some morality in our communities again in order to make judgments about things like this. And, you know, just like anything else, ostracize people who create situations where, you know, they're making it uncomfortable for everyone else.
I understand where you're coming from, and I totally agree with ostracization, but it seems like in this case, the ostracization is just simply alienating these people even more and just making them even more angry at their neighbors around them, and it's clear that the police aren't doing anything. You say they've been called a few different times. Isn't there a noise ordinance on the books to where they could be charged with some sort of a crime? Why have the police refused to do anything?
Well, I'm not sure. From what I understand is I think that there's a possibility there may not be a noise ordinance in this city because it's never been an issue before. I mean, we're in Montana. I mean, it's like everybody's has a very libertarian attitude of live and let live.
Right.
And one of the problems is, though, that the laws regarding, you know, you cannot say if you have a housing development or something like that. You can't, unless one person owns all the property, you can't really screen people for who come into your neighborhood. And, I mean, that's a libertarian issue, too. We should be able to screen out people that we don't want to live in our neighborhood.
Hold on a second. You're telling me that you can't have a gated community?
Well, you can have a gated community, but they're pretty expensive. And let's face it, not everybody can afford that.
Well,
you know?
I'll tell you, gated communities have their ups and downs, and I think that this would be, you know, you're not going to hear me advocating for it too darn often, but I do advocate for noise ordinances. I think that there should be an ordinance on the book where, you know, a cop could come out with what do they call those things?
Decimeter, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
They read decibels, it's a noise meter or something
like
that.
Decimeter's a metric unit, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, they'd come out with some kind of device that tells how loud it is, and you know, they give a rating on the books. You know, it can't be above 250 decibels. Not that I know a darn thing about decibels, by the way. And you know, if it's above that at the street, then he gets a ticket.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that, Mark. Unfortunately, the noise ordinances that we've seen in the past have been written to where there's all kinds of craziness.
Sure.
Like, well, in a lot of cases, they'll write the noise ordinance where like you're saying, they read the noise at the front of the property line from the originating source, but in some cases, for instance, they will, if, okay, how did they do it down in Florida? If there was noise coming, if somebody complained, they would go to the source of the noise and read, take the meter reading there instead of at the source of the complaint. And I think it makes more sense at the source of the complaint. And once again, when you bring a government's solution into the problem, you're going to have people disagreeing as to what the correct version of this noise ordinance should be. Not everybody's going to be happy. And, of course, it's going to affect businesses that have music, businesses that are trying to make a living off of providing loud entertainment to people. It affects those people as well. And so you've got all kinds of different people that are thrown into the mix and pitted against one another. And I don't think it's, while I see where you're coming from and I understand the emotion behind it, I just feel like it would make more sense if, for instance, we could go with what Suzanne was suggesting, and that is have neighborhood organizations where you wouldn't necessarily have to have everyone owning, you wouldn't have to have one person necessarily owning an entire neighborhood, though that would certainly be the best way to go about it. But that way, if you had somebody coming into a neighborhood and they wanted to buy the house there, they would have to sign an agreement that just simply said they would keep the noise down to a certain level. Let's do it on a private basis,
sure,
instead of doing it with the government.
It is voluntary. I understand what you're saying, but all you're advocating for is a different lawmaking body. That that neighborhood group organization is going to come up with its rules. They're going to be arbitrary as hell.
No.
Yes, they are. They're just going to be just as weird.
But that's okay, Mark, because then you can select another neighborhood.
You can select to move out of Kalispell.
Okay, but that's maybe not an option for certain people that have jobs and they might like
maybe
the area.
Maybe you moved into the neighborhood, found that particular thing that you agreed to.
Doesn't having more choices make more sense than having less choices?
All I'm saying is that all you're doing is advocating for a smaller lawmaking body.
That's absolutely what I'm doing because decentralization works. Suzanne, any other thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, in your home, you lay down the law with your children. And, you know, so your family, you could say the parents in a family are a lawmaking body in that house.
Sure they are.
You know, you're gonna tell your kid, hey, turn the music down or I'm going to break your stereo.
Yep.
And you know, my point is this, is that, you know, in a lot of issues like this, what ends up happening is, you know, everybody in the neighborhood basically thinks these people are jerks. And, you know, it's kind of almost at the point where, you know, like I said, if their cows caught on fire, we'd probably roast marshmallows and laugh. But, it's a frustrating thing because, on the other hand, I'm an advocate of freedom of speech, but this is like, this is when it starts imposing on other people, then you have to start wondering, you know, at what point do we, do we want to have this ruleless or lawless situation.
Sure, I see where you're coming from, and that's why I support having private organizations creating what is essentially private law. And Suzanne, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, but you're advocating something that is not attainable today. There are lots of neighborhoods in Kalispell and around the country that don't have neighborhood associations. Putting one into place would be extraordinarily difficult. So what do you do in those instances? I mean, then you need to write an ordinance that excludes the private neighborhoods, and they can write their own.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. It's not an easy transition to go from a semi-socialist mentality to a truly free market mentality, but that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop advocating for it. I'm going to advocate what I perceive of as the best solution. And in the case of private law, in the case of private interlocking agreements between people, if somebody violates their agreement, then the neighbors will be made whole instead of what you currently have, where if you get what you want, Mark, and that is a ordinance that applies to everyone, when someone violates the ordinance, the cops come out, they issue a warning, the next time they come out, they issue a ticket, and the person pays the ticket, and the money goes to the police. The money goes to the government. Whereas if there was a private violation of a contract with an arbitrator, the arbitrator could decide that, well, your neighbors have, you've cost your neighbors around you their sleep, and so therefore you've cost them this amount of time, and here's what you need to pay them to make good on this particular mistake on your part.
I would agree.
That's going to go a long way to getting people to behave in the future.
Yeah, but it's so far removed from reality.
Okay, we can go there, though. More's on the way. Free talk.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. And save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. And we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, and you can get on it for free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And what's your liberty issue? Perhaps it's the right to bear arms. Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, the national chairman for the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. freestateproject.org/libertyforum as we go to Penny, calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how you doing?
Great, good. Penny. What's on your mind?
Alex, is this you?
This is Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Oh, okay. Hi. I wanted to tell a short story about something that happened to me back in the 80s.
Okay, sure.
Okay. I worked for a major aerospace company. I don't want to name the name.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for about a year, and I started to open my eyes, and I started seeing lots of things going on there. And I hooked up with about six other people that worked at this company also, and they were there longer than I. And they started telling me about, funny things going on behind closed doors.
Hmm. Like
and
what?
They, well, I'm going to get to that.
Okay.
So they told me, okay, keep your eyes open. You've got a good job. You go from department to department. You talk with a lot of people who do tests on equipment, and you know you could get a lot of information. So I started to do that, and as I began to open my eyes, I just could not believe what I was seeing.
Hmm.
At the time, this company made one of the most lethal nuclear bombs in its time. It was called the MX missile.
Hmm.
And this company, this aerospace company, actually built the brain, which told the missile where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine and well, I suppose, if you really need them. And these particular MX missiles, they pop out of silos that are scattered around the United States. They come out of the ground,
okay,
out of these silos. And so as I was doing my job, I realized that this company was beginning to do tests and fix the tests. Never even do certain tests and say that they did. They created dummy companies and were double billing the government and the taxpaying people.
No.
Oh,
can you imagine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm talking billions of dollars.
Hmm.
I'm sure it's true. It's just too easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they could do whatever they wanted to do. They had full power. The government gave them full power, and the military gave them full power.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome
to the military-industrial complex.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
And I've also been in the military, so I know what that's all about as well.
So what became of all this? You just sort of learned about it and got disgusted and left, or what?
Well, no. Actually, I began to... I got very angry, and I said, this is baloney. I said, this is bull. You know, we are making the brain for one of the most lethal nuclear bombs, and we're buying parts from Radio Shack. And that's what they were doing. They were buying parts from Radio Shack and putting it into the brain of this nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah, whatever
I think
works.
That that's a nice endorsement for Radio Shack.
Yeah, I suppose, although... Whenever they tested these MX missiles, when they were supposed to hit the target, they never did, obviously.
Mm. Peacekeepers weren't exactly going to keep the peace if they weren't hitting their targets, were they?
So, but what could you
do about it, though?
Penny, it's an interesting story, but what could you possibly do? I mean, you can't rock the boat at a multi-billion dollar operation like this. I mean, they're just going to get rid of you if you do anything. Did anything ever come of it?
Okay, well, that's the thing. The best way to keep yourself safe, and Alex does the same thing, is you make yourself public. The more public you are, the safer, hopefully, you'll be.
You know, I actually tend to agree with you on that. I agree.
So my friends and I, who all work there, we decided to find a lawyer. We're going to sue the aerospace company. We're going to sue the U.S. government. We're going to sue all the way up to the president. We're going to sue the black part of the government. We're going to sue the black part of the military. Because those are the people that were really funding all this and setting this company up. Oh, I almost said the name. Okay.
Okay.
So we looked around for some attorneys, and nobody wanted to touch it.
Sure. They, why would they?
Well, they said nobody has ever whistleblowed on a major corporation, aerospace. You will be the first. And we were. And we found an attorney who was willing to step up to the plate. And we said, okay, we're ready. So we got on 60 Minutes. And we spoke on 60 Minutes. what's his name, Schaefer, the gentleman who just died.
I'll take
recently.
Your word for it. Okay.
Yeah, he just died. He interviewed us.
And that actually went on the air on 60 Minutes?
Yes, yes. We were on 60 Minutes. We were on 2020.
So you outed the company. What happened?
We outed the company. And, well, most of the people resigned or got fired. I stayed, and the reason I stayed is I wanted to get more information. I wanted to bust these people wide open. And they couldn't fire me because it would have been a wrongful termination.
Mm-hmm.
They had no reason to fire me. So what they did is they went ahead and they start changing my hours and making me work late at night. And
right.
They were making my life absolutely miserable. They
sure.
were trying to
they
mentally
wanted you to quit.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I didn't. And I stuck there for another year. And in that time, I had information, and I'd go ahead and give it to the attorney, and he'd have more to back up what's going on. And these mm-hmm. people knew, you know, the upper echelons found out I was on 60
Minutes.
They
knew who you were. Yeah.
Yes, and a lot of people blacked their face out when they got on the news and all that, and I didn't.
Oh.
I'm just a rebel. You know,
I see.
I was not going to allow this. Now,
so are you still with them today? You've got about a minute to wrap this up.
Okay, no, I'm not. But I just wanted to say that I understand how dark things can get. They brought me to an office late at night that was on the other side of this major place. I mean, it was thousands and thousands of square feet. And they brought me to a dark room. They brought me in there. My manager took me in there, and there was a gentleman sitting at the front of the room, and they brought me in, and they sat me down on this chair, and one was sitting by the door, and one was standing in front, and he said to me, if you don't shut your mouth, we can do things to you. We can get rid of you.
Wow.
And I was flipping out. I mean,
yeah, that's going to be pretty scary.
I could not believe this was actually happening to me. So I said, yeah, okay, whatever you want. And I still stayed there, and I still did what I had to do. And I got to the point where clumps of hair was falling out of my head.
Whoa.
I was physically falling apart from stress. And I finally went out on disability. They never did take him to court. And I'm telling you, the president at the time was Reagan. He knew who I was.
Well, it probably went all the way up to the upper levels, and that's why you can't expect
absolutely.
Anything to ever happen with these sorts of things. I mean, thank you for the story. Very interesting, and we're glad you're okay, and I hope you get your hair back. More on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring us anything toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. There's live streaming there, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com. So I want to go into the email box at this point, Mark. We actually had an email come in last, I think it was about a week ago, where one of our listeners revealed to us, anonymously, of course, for reasons that will become apparent here shortly, that he was... or is, I suppose, a sex offender.
Okay.
And if you may recall, the basic story that we were given was that he was a sleepwalker, and that during one of his sleepwalking sessions, he touched the breast of one of his daughter's friends, who happened to be underage at that time.
You know, it sounds like an unlikely story, but people do sleepwalk.
Sure they do.
I mean, it has to have happened. Why couldn't it have happened to him?
Well, now we have more details from him about the story, what happened, and what happened afterwards, the prosecution and the punishment that was dealt out. So we go into the email after he reveals his identity, which we won't do, obviously. He gets into the details. He says, I have a history of sleepwalking, especially when I'm drunk or sick or under a lot of stress. My wife has witnessed this, as has my brother and my ex-wife. All these people would have testified to this had my case gone to trial, a trial that I felt unable to afford, and my lawyers, of which I had two, advised against because of something they called the trial tax. It seems that if someone is found guilty at the trial, the judge often finds it necessary to sentence the defendant more severely than he would if the defendant pleads guilty or enters a plea agreement. And
right.
This is typical. It doesn't just happen in sex offender cases. It happens across the board. And this is how they try to get you to take the plea agreement. Because the scare is, it's a scare tactic. The idea is, if you don't take this plea agreement, well, then we're going to slap you with the most possible penalties we possibly can if you're guilty.
Well, think about it. How much easier it is for all the bureaucrats involved to give you a plea agreement. Here, fill out a little bit of paperwork. Here,
right.
Sign here. You're going to do 10 years. And, you know, the case is over and done with. I mean, think how much more work it is for them. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't particularly like to do work.
Mm-hmm. Now, bureaucrats like it even less.
I happen to like my job, so therefore I don't consider it work.
Right.
I don't have to do work much. I mean, housework, and I don't enjoy that. And I generally, hire somebody to handle things like that.
Right.
But, people don't like to work, and so they're going to punish you if you make them work.
Yep. So in that case, since he didn't really want to go to jail, and I guess I consider myself sort of lucky because he says I didn't do any jail time, so he did take the plea agreement. Number two, that night, the night in question, said I had a couple of drinks, a couple of bottles of Mike's Hard Lemonade. I mixed those with some Sudafed as I was feeling very much under the weather. Number three, I was looking at porn, mostly because I was in the middle of writing a horror novel which included internet porn and chat rooms. The state made a huge issue out of the porn thing, as you might imagine. Number four, I was under an unusual amount of stress due to a situation that has had arisen earlier that night where my son had severely injured himself during a school function. Add this to the fact that I was taking classes over the internet to get a master's degree and that I was working on the above-mentioned novel, and you can see where my head might have been a little overwhelmed. Number five, I was diagnosed 2 weeks after the event with an E. coli infection. I believe this had more to do with my condition than just about anything else. I spoke to a doctor who had told me that E. coli could have been dormant in my system for some time, and stress could have triggered the symptoms. It could have been working on my brain. You know how your head is when you're feverish, and I was experiencing low-grade fevers on and off for at least a month before the event. And when he says the event, I think he's talking about the touching.
I would imagine.
It would have cost a lot of money to get an expert to testify to this during the trial, and the prosecution, would have had their own expert to refute mine.
Right.
This would have added to the trial tax if I was found guilty. Relevant to issues on your program, first off, my victim didn't want to have me arrested, according to my stepdaughter. She actually went to her school counselor thinking she could trust her and told her that she didn't want anyone else involved, but the counselor was, as you might imagine, required by law to report me to the police. You can only imagine what this has done to the level of trust this young lady must now have in people. In a free market society, what had happened could have been kept between myself, my victim, and any psychological professionals that might feel compelled to get involved. Law enforcement would never have had to have become involved. When everything had been factored in, I would hope that they would have found that I wasn't a threat to society and would have kept government entities out of it. It's my understanding, he says, that my victim told the state's attorney some things that she told them because they were harassing her, and she just wanted to be left alone. As you might imagine, a prosecutor smelling blood in the water, being a little bit overzealous about harassing a young lady into giving up information that she may not have wanted to give up. She did, however, say she would testify against me in court, something my lawyers told me wouldn't be necessary as they had my confession. Unfortunately, I at the time felt that cooperating with the authorities was the right thing to do and gave them an honest statement about what had happened. I found out that they aren't interested in the truth or helping anyone. They're only interested in getting convictions, and they'll twist the truth to their advantage. They, in fact, tricked me into vacating my Fifth Amendment rights by not arresting me and then leading me to believe that they would help me if I was honest with them.
They generally do that. Anything you say to them, they can use that against you before or after they arrest you.
Of course, a lawyer would have known better, and I would have had one had I been arrested and had my rights read to me.
Well, they know that, too.
I was sentenced to 3 years probation where I had to go to group meetings with other sex offenders once a week. The psychologist didn't seem interested in the truth either, and actually turned it around on me several times. It's incredible how these people can twist things. They were more interested in getting me to admit that I'd planned my attack all along. They also tried to get me to confess to other crimes. It was as if they were trying to make me into a monster in order to validate their treatment of me.
Well, you know, in defense of the psychologists and all that other stuff, at that point, you're convicted. And you're guilty, as far as everyone's concerned. They have to treat you as though you're guilty, and there's could very well be out there some sex offender who would who could have planned this very event and to use this sort of excuse. And so they have to, in order to counsel that person, in order to get that person to the point where they're willing to ask for help, they have to treat them like they're guilty, very guilty.
They forced me to take polygraphs, which always told them I was lying. The question I was lying about was if I had touched any other minors during my probation. Of course, I hadn't. It was extremely frightening and unnerving. Of course, we all know that polygraphs aren't admissible evidence. Because
no, that's disturbing.
They're not accurate. Imagine, if you would, being told by your lawyers for more than a year of hearings that they planned on fighting these charges all the way to trial, then you one day being told that they felt it was better for you to plead guilty because they felt you would get a better deal from the system.
Hmm.
Even though there was no plea agreement, they asked for some sort of conference with the judge, and he had told them basically that he would not go along with the prosecution's recommendation that I spend 180 days in jail. He couldn't give that same promise if the case went to trial. I pled guilty without a plea bargain, throwing myself upon the mercy of the court. And that's how it went down. I felt compelled to take my lawyer's advice, as I knew nothing of how the court system operated, and trusted that they did. They felt I would be found guilty by a jury, especially in the county I live in, which is a very conservative county. During my probation, I graduated from grad school and received a master's degree. I started looking for a better-paying job. I don't know how many job opportunities have passed me by because of my conviction. One can only imagine, I suppose. But I do know of at least one. I had a job lined up that paid twice what I was earning. They were very impressed with my resume. Then suddenly, they sent me a letter saying they were no longer interested.
Yeah.
Chances are they did a background check on me, and they didn't want someone with a felony conviction working for them.
Yeah. That's
the
tough, real. Man. It's the real bummer in all this is it can be so difficult. You know, these felony convictions, they follow you, and it can be so difficult after something like this happens for, you know, a man to get out there and make his way in the world.
He says, these are but a few of the facts and circumstances of my experiences. It's sadder what some of these other young men who did nothing except what comes natural with consensual relationships with underage girls. The men themselves were only adults by law, not necessarily mentally. They were 19, 20, or 21 at the time of their offenses, and many of the sex offense laws are very draconian. He says he's going to go into about how he's going to discuss this in an upcoming book that he's writing. And thanks for all the details to our anonymous sex offending listener. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Wallbound on the way wants to talk about a terrorism witch hunt. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for you if you make the call now. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites, and we do it for free at freetalklive.com. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, like at the store, the Free Talk Live store. Head over to store.freetalklive.com to purchase Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and other branded merchandise. We've got DVD collector sets, archive collector sets, classic shows for you from way back in our local days. They're all there, store.freetalklive.com. And don't forget the very cool Free Marketeer flag, which I've yet to see. We're supposed to get one for the studio here, Mark, so I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like, the Free Marketeer flag.
Well, we've already got a Live Free or Die, or Don't Tread on Me.
The Free State Project flag.
Yeah.
That, yeah. So, store.freetalklive.com. Also, do all of the other shopping that you ever need to do in life at amazon.freetalklive.com. Why bother going to the store? Just so much effort and cost you gasoline and time. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You shop in the 35 categories of products, everything under the sun you can possibly imagine. They pretty much sell it there. And when you purchase through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a percentage. So not only do you get the things you need delivered to your door, great prices, free Super Saver shipping in many cases, but you also help Free Talk Live out at the same time. Really, what could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Wallbound in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering if you would kind of agree with the 21st century of the witch hunt on Al-Qaeda and the Spanish Inquisition as a terrorist hunt. And just what you would think on that.
Wait a minute, what's the Spanish Inquisition have to do with Al-Qaeda?
Well, I mean, they just went around grabbing up, snatching up people with al habeas corpus and stuff like that, you know.
Well, I think that it's it was probably on a larger scale.
The Inquisition
yeah. was. You know, it doesn't seem like they're snatching up at least too many Americans.
Not yet.
In this particular net. A few, and they're really disturbing examples. And those examples, I mean, is if you're just want to happen to be one of those people, if you're Jose Padilla, you're sitting there thinking, this is a lot like the Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know? But, you know, I don't know that the guy's innocent or guilty,
I
do know that he deserves a trial.
Exactly. It doesn't matter whether he's guilty or innocent. He deserves to go before trial. He deserves to have criminal charges brought up against him.
Well, you know what? I think at this point he deserves to be let free.
Well, I agree there, too, but who am I?
Mean,
I'm just a little peon in America. That's
right,
all I am.
There should be a certain point at which you've been held for a certain period of time. All charges should be dropped. If you're not going to bring up the charges within the first few months, then let the guy out.
And don't forget the torture that goes with it. I mean,
right.
if you've been tortured for, you know, 3 years, you probably should just be let go.
This guy is warped. I mean, they've talked to him. His lawyers have gone in, interviewed him. He's not even, he's barely even fit to understand the charges that are against him at this point. He's whacked out of his mind from all of the abuse he's suffered.
Well, I'm glad y'all see the point that I was trying to make with the Spanish Inquisition and the hunt for Al-Qaeda with the witch hunt. And the next thing I wanted to talk about, or I really don't even want to talk about it, I just want to throw out a formal apology to you and Mark, Gay Libertarian, for me posting on the message board the way I did. I attacked somebody on the message board, and it was wrong. It was.
What did you do?
I just went off.
Well,
I can't say what I said. It was to a comment that I took the wrong way, and I went off on it. And
Are you the guy with the icon where it's Uncle Sam getting operated on?
Yeah, our Constitution is dead, son.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And I'm also a free state project, and I will be moving in 2008.
Great. Well, very good, and thanks for the apology. I'm sure the people on the BBS appreciate it, and we appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, Wallbound. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. A witch hunt.
Sometimes the Internet's like that, though. You know, I mean, you can...
People get upset.
You get a little out of control. It's easy. The anonymity's there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just get out of control. Today I said something that I regret on the Internet. So it happens.
Right. But you did it, too?
I said something I regret, yes.
I
was on a libertarian board and a posting board about things going on in New Hampshire, and apparently there's...
What forum?
The NH Liberty something or other. I'm not even sure which one it was.
Okay.
There's several. And they were talking about casinos in the White Mountains. Well, I'm all for casinos and people being able to open up casinos.
Yeah.
And these people were talking out against casinos. And so I'm like, what are you talking about? I think it's sad that... Oh, it was the Republican Liberty Caucus of New Hampshire.
Oh.
I think it's sad that, the Republican members of the Republican Liberty Caucus, I didn't call out the Liberty Caucus itself, would be advocating, limiting people's right to gamble and open up businesses.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Gambling. And, it is outrageous, but it was because I misunderstood. Apparently, the state wants to open up casinos in the White House. Right. So, I mean, as well as I do.
You down.
They did.
Yeah.
And I
put you in your place.
I said my deepest apologies. And
you loudmouth talk show host.
That's what you get. I even quoted Samuel Adams on him just for fun. Let your chains rest lightly upon you. I didn't sound pompous or anything. what are you going to do?
All right, let's go to Greg in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
I called you guys the other day and see if you guys got those Tim Ryan speeches I sent you, Congressman Tim Ryan.
You sent him into the show?
Yes, I did. I'll
tell you what, I am backed up on emails. I will inevitably get to them. I promise that.
I hope so. You're missing out on a good congressman, I think. It's actually people, so I wanted to let you see if you guys got to see it yet.
We'll check him out. And
Do you have anything else on your mind tonight?
Just not much. I've been trying to get. I've been on. Been here a couple times with Sean Hannity. He's the biggest neocon I've ever spoke to.
He is.
How'd that go for you?
Really pretty bad. I brought up Alex Jones and tried to see if we'd have a debate with him, and that didn't go very well. So they cut me off after I said Alex Jones.
I imagine they would.
Yeah, they didn't want to talk about it. So.
Well, good luck continuing to get on the air on other shows. It's not easy, is it? I'm surprised they even let you on.
Yeah, they let me on because I was going to talk about Donald Trump and Rosie, the dispute with them.
Really? That's what they're spending time talking about on the Sean Hannity show?
Absolutely.
Is Donald Trump?
Yep. They screen they screen you when you call in, what you're going to talk about. They want to talk about that, and if you're a Democrat. Yeah, that's all they got to talk about on there right now. It's pretty dull.
Wow. Really? How long do you spend with the screener when you call a show like that, a major national show? I mean, he's the number two show in America.
Yeah, I've got in 2 days in a row. I've called in. I've got in. It took me probably 5 or 6 calls at work to get in, because we've got a speed redial there.
Mm-hmm.
Four lines. I got right in. They screen you. It took about they say, hey, this is the topic. What are you going to say? They type it in, and then they give it to Sean Hannity, and he screens it himself, I guess, too. And then probably in 5 minutes, I was on air probably each time. I didn't have to wait very long.
Sean Hannity screens his own calls? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he won't even. If they type in, the screener types to him, make sure he's going to take it, and then they put you on the air.
Wow. I would have never guessed. Interesting.
Yeah. Well, good. I got on stage as a great American and kissed up a little bit.
Sean, you're a great American, and I love your hair.
Is that what people say to him? I don't listen
yes,
to the show.
They do, absolutely.
Really? So it's like Rush calling it. People call Rush, they give him dittos or whatever. That's the Sean thing?
Mega giganto dittos here up in New Hampshire, Rush.
I love
you.
I love you, too.
I think it's really weird when Rush tells people he loves them on the air.
Really?
He does.
Yeah, well, I love you, Mark.
Well, I love you too, Ian.
Aw, kisses. Thanks for the call,
weird.
Greg. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. By the way, the screening process here on Free Talk Live is name, where you're calling from, and in a word or two, what do you want to talk about? That's it. You get put on hold. You aren't screened out for topic. You aren't screened out because you're a Democrat or a Republican. There is no screening out of calls. Unless, there is one example, unless you try calling more than once a night. So if you call once, and we put you on the air, and we talk to you, and we're done with you, but the call's over, you have to wait till tomorrow night. That's the only rule. So, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number for you. Mark, what did you have?
I got some breaking news here. Can I have the breaking news soundtrack thing?
Oh, gosh.
I love that thing.
You're asking for sound effects here.
You will not believe. This is truly worth the music.
All right. We can bring it up.
Here. Well, just 1 second.
Breaking news right here on Free Talk Live.
From the AP, Representative Ron Paul has filed papers in Texas to create a presidential exploratory committee that will allow him to raise money. The Associated Press, reported late Thursday the nine-term congressman from Southeast Texas was the Libertarian nominee for president in 1988 and received more than 400,000 votes. The AP reported this time he plans to run as a Republican. Big news.
Yeah, well, what will the Republican National Committee think about it? That's my question.
I don't know what they'll think about it, but I sincerely hope he makes that nomination.
Well, you know, I wish him the best of luck, and if Ron Paul actually gets nominated as the president candidate, I'm going to have a tough decision to make.
Yeah, absolutely.
Though I don't expect it to happen. Because the Republican upper echelon, the people who are in charge of the RNC, no way in hell are they going to let a non-neocon run in 2008. There's no way. The political games will be played, and he'll be shut down. That's my prediction.
You know,
I hope it happens otherwise.
If he does get the Republican nomination, I will vote for him over, what the heck is
the Libertarian? Doug Stanhope?
Doug Stanhope. Even if it's a Stanhope Paul face-off, I'm going to have to.
It's way too early to talk about any of this. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. Did you?